Proclamation number 7858, dated the March 26, 1961. God answers every question through the heart. Everyone can work in my vineyard if only he has the will to be of service to me. Yet there are many different things he can do because I only require a profoundly faithful heart which emanates love for its fellow human beings, thereby awakening love in them again, and this will spread and help to gain a living faith in a God and Creator. And everyone who has a convinced faith of his own can also proclaim Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, in whom I myself accomplish the act of salvation. And he will be of service to me, he will be my faithful servant, for he will also try to lead his fellow human beings to gain this faith. And I shall bless his will and manifest myself to him, I will speak to him through his heart, he will sense it, he will be inwardly impelled to accomplish his vineyard work and be stimulated from within to speak to fellow human beings of goodwill when he meets them. And thus you can all serve me and participate in the redemption work if this is your will. The strength to do so will be conveyed to you by me, who knows your will and gives it my blessing. For there is great spiritual hardship because people no longer have faith, and my servants must be able to convincingly endorse this faith again if it is to be accepted by their fellow human beings, too. However, this redemption work need not be associated with any unusual activity. Anyone can do it if he has living faith in me and whose love applies to their fellow human beings suffering spiritual adversity, for my spirit works in everyone, even if it is not externally noticeable. And this silent redemptive work is frequently of greater value to me than work of an externally obvious nature. The latter easily reveals earthly side effects which detract from the redemptive work. This risk occurs if of early eager people want to emphasize spiritual gifts, if, regardless of where they are, they always expect my direct communication concerning personal wishes. In the case they no longer allow me to guide them, instead they try to oblige me to take their wishes into account. And then my spirit remains silent. Then they speak themselves as people and jeopardize my working in them. I indeed speak to all people through a human mouth if I seek to make the gospel accessible to them in all purity, and if you humans comply with my will by living up to my gospel, then I will also be able to address every one of you through the heart, so that you will truly receive an answer to every question you have in mind. But anyone who has not yet shaped himself through love such that he will be able to hear me by feeling the answer I give to him, cannot expect a communication from those who would like to convey it to him either, and thus the latter will pass on words which do not come from me. After all, it is my will that you should establish a close bond with me yourselves. It is my will that you come to me yourselves, that everyone should shape himself such that I will be able to answer him when he asks. If you silently assure me of your will to serve me and to render redemption work, you can also rest assured that I will look after you and you will truly not need any instruction conveyed to you from a fellow human being, for you thereby admit your own inadequacy, lack of love and trust in me who knows every question which moves you and who will answer it if you ask me. The silent redemption work rendered by every individual person is truly more pleasing to me than the carried out due to human influence, for you know that I welcome and accept all of you as my servants if you yourselves offer your services to me and aim to fulfill my will. Thus why do you desire confirmations which you expect me to give to you through a human mouth? You thereby open a door for your adversary, who will then try to express himself in accordance with your desire, because you demonstrate that you don't believe in my direct working within you, because you don't believe that I place the answer into your heart when you make contact with me in prayer. And due to this unbelief, he whom you should avoid will gain influence. For he, too, uses fine words, and you'll seriously have to examine where these words originated from. Amen.